Cities which want to spruce up their appeal have ways to get rid of buildings, signs, or other structures they don't like. These ordinances usually give property owners time to comply with new rules. Money, not time, is what some lawmakers think businesses deserve. A state bill would require that municipalities pay for any private property they want to get rid of or change. City officials say this could be cost prohibitive. Ugly or oversized billboards have been the focus of the debate for people like La Crosse resident Charlie Weath. He's with a group called Livable Neighborhoods.
AB 155 is a thinly veiled attempt by the billboard industry to remove the ability of municipalities to get rid of billboards.
This bill doesn't have anything to do with billboards.
That disagreement over what the bill applies to comes from Kathleen Swamby, whose group Outdoor Advertising Association of Wisconsin has registered in favor of the bill. She says many other organizations also want the bill passed to prevent communities from telling property owners to conform to certain standards.
There are many communities that are using this tactic, and across the country they have used it against mobile home parks as well as gravel pits and various other types of businesses.
The bill's author is Republican Representative Scott Gunderson of Union Grove.
This is really an issue about property rights.
Communities opposed to the bill point out amortization allows billboard and other property owners to keep earning income for up to a decade before the structure must conform to a city's zoning rules. Communities claim the real issue is local control and whether cities have the means to determine what they'll look like or if business should have leverage in determining the landscape. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.